Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform the consciousness within the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things regarding economy, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 169. Speak what is on your mind and in your heart. Speak what is in your mind and in your heart. This is probably one of the most ancient known keys of the universe. Speak what is on your mind and in your heart. The word speak means to communicate by talking, uttering the sound, to make known by speaking, to ask for, to speak. Well, what's talk? You know, we think we know these words, they're everyday used words. Talk is, takes us the next step to understand, speak, communicate by talking. Talk is to express ideas by speech substitute, equaling sound. A substitute for speaking is a sound, and a sound is a symbol, a sign. So we're putting ideas, if you will, vibrations of a thought form into words, which are symbolized with a sound symbol. It's like a code. And then we're told, speak what is on your mind. Mind. What one intends or wills. What one thinks or feels. And I found this so amazing. Webster actually uses the phrase seat of consciousness. Your mind is the seat of consciousness. What's consciousness? The state of being aware. The sense of being aware. Able to think and feel again intentionally what you intend. Now the Babylonians, I said this is such an ancient key, secret to creation. We are told in the Bible, in the beginning there was the Word. Remember, speak is uttering the sound, which is expressed talk as an idea into word, and the word is the sound symbol. Babylonians had a single word that sums this all up. We knew this word. We played this word. We acted this word when we were children. Abracadabra. We're there with our magic wand, moving it back and forth, usually over something, as if we are going to create what is not visible into the visible. I will to create as I speak. And I share to you the words as I speak, as I think, as I feel. As it says here, we speak what is on your mind. Your mind is the seat of your consciousness, your seat of awareness for what you think and you feel, your intention. And then we're told, not just in your mind, and in your heart, the heart, what is considered the center, the vital organ for a human being, but also the center vital emotion of a human being, our innermost thought and feeling. Again, it's really the seat of our consciousness is in our heart. It's the seat of our innermost thoughts and feelings, the central, vital, main, core part of us, physically, intellectually, emotionally, our inmost nature. Again, to have the wisdom we had as children, the full awareness that we create by our will, by our choice of words, what we think and feel on the innermost plane at our core center, using the symbol of language, of sound, of speaking. We transmute, we bring forth, we express what's inside, and we create it outside. Abracadabra. So we are told, really here, the secret to manifestation. Speak what is on your mind and in your heart. And I share with you that the emotion behind whatever you are creating, whatever you are speaking, whatever you are thinking, that emotion, that feeling, is what really creates, turns that, those words into the physical reality. If your emotion is filled with love and a sense of positive joy and appreciation, gratefulness, you will create all of that and more. If your emotion is filled with hardness and anger and upset, you will create that with your words. It's the emotion. So you can say one thing, but the emotion coming through, it will transform the actual words to the energy behind those words. The feeling behind the words will create the outer realization of whatever it is. For example, during this time that we are facing, and actually became more visible in October, but signs were there for probably the past year at different levels and different indexes, as they call it, of industry. People could have been affected, not even realizing, but they just knew things were not flowing. And they had a choice to be loving about it or anxious about it. And your feelings about what even you did not understand what was happening were creating what happened next. They were shaping where we are right now. And so even business owners were being upset as things seemed to be drying up. The more they created upset emotionally and expressed stuff in a hard feeling, and their attitudes were being expressed in that way at home and at work, and things seemed to be drying up that much more, and they became almost repulsive. And the more they were withdrawing inside and holding this anger and this tightness, the more they were receiving less of exactly what they really wanted. But they, what they were receiving is what they were feeling energetically. And those who, no matter what was happening, did not understand, but they were staying in a knowingness and awareness that all is for our good, no matter what it appears to be, are able to flow through this time and find new opportunities, new ways. And usually it'll end up at a higher level. And it takes that inner awareness that all is well, even though you do not necessarily understand or see what is happening. And so we stay in love. This is the secret to creating, to manifesting. Speak what is on your mind and in your heart. And I share with you, speak from that place of love. So you may receive exactly what you feel. Whatever is happening, see the golden opportunity that is before us right now. A knowingness, just as a child within you has always known, abracadabra. I will create as I speak, as I think, as I feel. Act from that inner knowingness, passing your wand over whatever it is you are facing now, acting as if it is already true as you pass your magic wand over the invisible, knowing true higher awareness that the seat of your consciousness, the seat of your soul, the seat of your spirit, the seat of your inner core essence, knows all is well, and I am creating exactly what I speak, what I think, what I feel, my intention now. The power of your spoken words for your unexpressed ideas. That truth is here now, and you hold the key inside of you. We will keep this message in mind as we go into our meditation now. I invite you to breathe inside. Breathe inside into the core of your being, to the seat of your consciousness, to the seat of your inner knowing. Nice, gentle, conscious breaths to the vital essence, the center of your being, now, to your soul center. Breathe in peace. See this light of peace flow gently, inwardly. Follow your breath to the inner core, to your heart center now. And as it enters your heart, see the light expand. Feel peace in your heart center now. And again, consciously breathe in the light of harmony now. See this light like a thread, pure silk, a ray of the sun, light from the moon, simply flowing down ever so gently to the center of your heart. As it touches your heart center inside, your heart expands in harmony. Feel harmony. Breathe in prosperity. See that golden ray of sunlight. Breathing it in to your heart center as it flows ever so gently. Being magnetized by the core essence of your being, you're attracting this ray, this golden light of prosperity now. See it flowing ever so gently to the center of your being, your heart center, your seat of awareness, of consciousness, your higher self. And as it touches your heart center, see your heart light up from the inside out, the feeling of prosperity, the inner awareness of the wealth who you are right now, the riches and richness of who you are right now. For you have within you the creative power of the universe, the seat of consciousness, the highest mind is within you now. We, you, are one, the center of the universe. It resides not out there within you, the mind center that resides in your heart center. This is the key vital center of creation. And whatever you feel in your heart center, as distinguished from your ego personality self, this feeling center, the psyche, this place that senses things and doesn't necessarily have words for it, this is the place where truth resides. Your job in this human incarnation is to discern the voice of your heart center, your mind center, your vital center, to hear the voice of your soul, to recognize the speech communication pattern of your spirit. It comes forth as feelings and hunches and signs and symbols that you begin to recognize. It has a higher language. Our job is to communicate the language of your heart. Your intuition, if you will, this higher awareness, this communication. It's a gut feeling, the pure, raw spirit inside of you, that inner knowing, the unedited truth. And communicate that. Not to cover it up and analyze and make it logical and reasonable. Clearly communicate this childlike, innocent knowingness, that awareness. Speak in the outer form this inner knowingness. Pure, uncensored, not, you know, soothed over and recreated and make it socially acceptable. Speak your truth with purity, a pure, loving, knowing heart that feels it. Speak this intention. Let it flow out of you. And even when it comes, you may not know what it means. But on a sense you do. Speak it in its purity. Be that child who simply speaks as we know when we are childlike and as we see other children. We always say, children know the truth. We laugh about it. They don't become adults and try to say it right. They just utter truth in their pure innocence. Not even knowing what they know, and yet they know. Be that child now. In your heart center, you know the truth. What is the intention of your soul now? Be one with your heart center. Feel that truth. Perhaps right now, ask. We are told, speak what is on your mind. In your heart, just really become one with your heart center, honoring the magnificence of your core being, the seat of consciousness, the core of the universe, the wisdom that resides inside of you, the entire heaven. Right here, right now, in you. Look at it from the inside out. Be a child seeing a star at night, the constellations, looking at your inner self with absolute awe, this feeling of greatness and love and wonder. Feel that awe, that greatness, that wonder, the expansiveness of it all. You feel your heart center and see this light inside of you glowing and growing, vibrating, becoming one with it. And from this place, pure honor and respect for this magnificent wonder inside of you, we ask. Ask your higher self, the seat of your higher awareness, the core of your vital, essential spirit self, we ask, what is your intention for me now? For my peace, for my harmony, for my prosperity. What is your intention? My higher self. Listen. Listen with the ears and the curiosity, thinking of a child, wide-eyed curiosity, total acceptance. Listen with a still, gentle voice. What is your intention for me, dear spirit? It could be a word, be three words. And you may ask again, go deeper. How do you wish me to proceed? Who am I to connect with? What is my next step? It may be a feeling. It may be a word. It may be a picture in your mind's eye. Trust it. And if it didn't seem crystal clear, know that you'll be given a symbol again throughout the day. Perhaps in a random conversation or flipping on the TV or the radio, you'll hear something and you'll have for a fleeting moment a recognition that what that something is that is said is what you heard in this moment. And there will be your confirmation to act from that place. Absolute conviction, knowingness, to be the child passing your magic wand and saying, abracadabra, I will to create as I speak, as I think, as I feel. There is your peace. Your harmony and your prosperity inside your heart center, knowing the truth is always here and you are always given everything you could ever need and want, and you never, ever go wanting. You, your universe is full and complete. Always. And under grace, it simply takes an awareness how to access the wisdom of the universe, a willingness to be that child again, the unquestioning, the all-knowing, speaking the truth with joy and light and happiness and knowingness. allowing the child inside of us to awaken and express herself now. Embrace her. Embrace your higher self. Know all is well. Speak that truth. Be that truth. Now. It's time to come back and bring this truth to the surface of our awareness again. And be alert to others who may give us sound symbols that we will connect with the truth we've heard this morning or this night when you hear the message. And when you do, you'll feel a sense of perking up. Be grateful. The universe, your God self, always has you covered and is here for you. Live from this place, this absolute knowingness. As we began, let's take 3 conscious breaths. Breathe in and bring up to the consciousness of your, from your heart mind to your mental mind as we come back out into the physical consciousness. Breathe in peace. And feel it rise up from your heart center now. And breathe up harmony. See that light come up from your heart center. And breathe in and up prosperity. The richness of the universe that resides in you. And know they are always here with you. You are always one with your core, vital center now. Every stage, at every moment, at every day, you are one, your core, vital spirit self. Always. You are one. Peace, harmony, and prosperity. Begin to feel the energy in your fingertips now. Wiggle them ever so gently. Feel the blood again rushing to your legs. Move your toes, your feet, sway your neck gently. Welcome back. Perhaps put your hands in prayer position, thanking your higher self for allowing you, and your mental self, for allowing you to connect with the universe side of you, the seat of your feeling, knowingness. To connect with the intention of your soul. As we say, I bless you and thank you. And we call on Carla, invite her to anchor this feeling now, this knowingness of the truth of our heart center now.
Let there be light, love, peace, harmony, prosperity, balance, abracadabra. We are one. Thank Amen.
And so it is, dear ones. Hold this energy in your heart. Feel it in your body. Have a blessed day, evening, time, right now. God bless. Namaste.